standing in prayer.
啊，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the holy name of Jesus, we pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你就是我们在天上的父。
You are our Father in heaven.
虽然我们远离了你。
Although we have gone far away from you.
但是你对我们的爱没有改变。
But your love toward us has never changed.
你亲自来到人世间来寻找我们。
You personally came into this world to look for us.
要呼叫我们归回向你。
You have called us to return back to you.
使我们能够享受在你里面的丰盛。
So that we can enjoy the abundance once again within you.
啊，让我们最后能够再回到你的家，天国。
So that in the end we can again return back to the heavenly home.
让我们永远能够在你。跟你在一起。
So that we can forever be by your side.
主啊，这是我们人生的集中追求。
Lord, that is our ultimate goal in life.
这是我们活泼的盼望。
This is our lively hope.
这是我们生活的目标。
And this is our goal in life.
啊，求主你带领我们每个朋友。
Lord, may you guide every one of our friends this evening.
来看清楚我们人生的目标。
To discern clearly what is the true purpose of life.
求主带领祝福。
May the Lord please guide us in our service.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
To bless us and help us. May all glory and praise be unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天晚上我们先请 Irvine 的唱诗班来献诗。
Tonight we'd like to invite the Irvine Youth Choir to present.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们的布道聚会。
We welcome all the friends to attend our evening evangelical service.
在上个月的月布道会里面，我们跟大家一起来查考教会是神的家。
Last month in our evangelical night, we studied the topic that church is the household of God.
圣经告诉我们，一神他就是众人的父。
The Bible teaches us there is one God and He is the Father of all.
宇宙中有一个又真又活的神。
In this universe, there is a true and living God.
他是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
He is the creator of heavens and earth.
他无所不在。
He is ever present.
他无所不知。
He is omniscient.
他无所不能。
He is omnipotent.
这一位神只有一位。
And there is only one God.
全世界只有一位神。
And this entire world, there is no other God but this one true living God.
圣经说他就是我们的父。
And the Bible describes him also as our heavenly Father.
所以圣经说，在记载耶稣的家谱。
And so in the genealogy of Christ in the Bible,
他一直往上推。
As it continues to see what is the progenitor,
推到一个人叫亚当。
The ancestors of the Lord Jesus Christ, they find the last...
亚当是神的儿子。
The progenitor was Adam, and he was the son of God.
神就是亚当的父亲。
And so God is the father of Adam.
所以寻找神是人的本能。
And so to be able to find God is the natural purpose of man.
寻找神，我们就能够得到这个父亲的爱。
And if we can find God, then we can receive once again the Father's love.
那我们就想，那我哪里去找神呢？
So we may wonder, how can we go? Where do we go to find this God?
圣经又告诉我们，教会就是神的家。
The Bible teaches us that the church is the house of God.
是充满万有者所充满的。
It is filled with Him, which is all in all.
只有一个能够充满万有，他就是天上的神。
There is only one that can fill all in all, and that is the Heavenly Father.
那教会就是神充满的地方。
And church is where He fills all in all.
所以如果我们要寻找神，要来教会寻找。
And so if we want to search for God, we need to come to church to search for Him.
那怎么来找神呢？
So where do we go to look for God?
圣经又说，神就是道。
Bible refers to God as Word.
所以要寻找神，从神的道来入门。
So to look for God, we need to start by searching the Word of God.
那神就是灵。
And God is also Spirit.
要寻找神，就从体验神的灵的降临。
So to search for God, to experience Him, it comes from searching for His Holy Spirit.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
要寻找神，就是从体验神给我们的恩典来的。
And to search for God is from experiencing the love of God in our daily life.
今天晚上要跟大家一起来查考我家在天。
So tonight we'd like to study the topic, Heaven is my home.
一个人有幸福的家庭，我们人生活得就很美满的。
If a person has a blessed home, we will live a very blessed life.
所以有时候我们看到有的人无家可归。
We find that some people are homeless in this world.
这值得同情。
We feel sorry for them.
有的人有家，他不想回去。
But there are some who do have a home, but they do not like to go home.
这也值得我们同情。
And these people are also to be pitied.
因为家非常的重要。
We know that having a home is very important.
但是有一天，我们的家庭生活会要结束。
One day, our family, our home life will be over.
我们要跟我们的家人道别。
And we will say goodbye to our family members.
我们的生命达到终点。
And our life will come to an end.
那个时候，我们要去哪里？
And at that time, where shall we go?
这是值得我们来思考的问题。
This is a very important question we need to ponder.
所以很多人他说这个不需要想那个时候就是人生的结束。
Many people think that that will be the end of all and all.
所以人活到死就结束了，什么都没有。
They think that once a person dies, that's it. There's no more.
那是我们自己的想法。
But that is just our own opinion.
但是从来没有一个人告诉我死过以后到底发生什么事情。
There's not one person who can tell us what will truly happen to us after we die.
所以我们从来不知道死后到底发生什么事情。
And so we can never really know for sure what happens to us after we die.
但是神他自然是 既然是无所不知的，
But since God is all-knowing, omniscient,
他知道我们的过去，
He knows our past,
他知道我们的现在，
He knows our present,
他知道我们的未来，
He knows our future,
他知道我们的内心，
He knows what is in our heart,
他知道我们的生活，
He knows the way we live,
他知道我们的行为，
He knows the way we act,
在神的面前没有秘密，
In front of God, there are no secrets,
在神的面前一切都是赤露敞开的，
And before God, everything is naked,In front of him.
那我们就来看看到底神怎么在描写人生。
And so let us study how does God review the life of a man.
那这个看法叫做真理。
And this viewpoint is the truth of life.
那这一种的看法叫做智慧。
And this type of viewpoint is called wisdom.
我们需要这一种智慧。
We need this spiritual wisdom.
我们的人生才有一条路可以走。
Then our life will have a meaningful path to walk on.
首先我们来看传道书。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第八章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书的第八章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
第八章的第八节。
Verse 8.No one has power over a spirit to retain a spirit, and no one has power in a day of death. There is no release from that oar, and wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it.
这里说没有人能够有权力掌管生命。
Here states that no one has power over a spirit to retain a spirit.
将生命留住。
To retain that life.
这是一场征战。
For our life is like a battle.
跟死亡在征战。
It is a struggle against death.
但是没有一个人能够得胜。
But not one person can become victorious over death.
在人类的历史里面，很多很聪明的人。
In the history of mankind, there are many wise people.
很多很有成就的人。
Many people who are very accomplished.
但是没有一个人没有死的。
But there is not one person who has overcome death.
所以让我们知道死亡征服了世界上所有的人。
So we know that death has conquered every single person that's ever lived.
我们人有的人很有眼光。
Some people may have foresight.
他可以看到五年以后的事。
He can foresee what shall happen in 5 years.
有的人看得更远，他可以看到二十年以后的事。
Some people have even more foresight to be able to plan for 20 years ahead.
有的人开始上班，他已经开始在储蓄，为着退休。
Some people have just begun their careers, but they have started to plan for retirement.
但是请问，人的眼光最远可以看到哪里？
But please, may I ask, how far is the furthest man can see?
我想人能够计划到最后大概就是计划到死的那一天。
And I think that the furthest we can plan is to the day of our death.
所以有的人连墓地都买好。
And so some people have even planned for their burial ground.
连墓碑都刻好了。
And even they have engraved their tombstone.
名字也刻上去了。
They have even put on their names on the tombstone.
生日也刻上去了。
And even their date of birth on the tombstone.
只有一个地方还没有刻。
But there's one thing they have not engraved.
那就是等进去以后再刻吧。
And that is something they'll engrave when they finally pass through life.
所以最有眼光的人大概看到死亡就看不下去了。
And so a person who has great foresight can only see to the day of their death.
所以死亡好像一片阴影一直靠近我们。
And so death is like a looming shadow that continues to draw closer to us.
我们不想见到他。
We don't want to see it.
我们不想要想他。
We don't want to think about it.
但是他还是一直靠近。
But it continues to draw ever near.
你没有办法逃避。
You cannot escape it.
因为圣经说这是征战，没有一个人得胜。
Because the Bible teaches us this is a struggle against death that will never end.
所以死亡一来，我们就放下了一切。
And so when death comes upon us, we must give up our all.
所以才有一句话，人生很虚空。
And that is why there is a word that says life is vanity.
虚空这一句话是从死亡的结论来的。
Vanity comes from the conclusion of death.
因为我们来到这个世界上。
Because when we come into this world,
每一个阶段都有它的目标。
Every life stage has its goal.
从六岁到二十二岁读书。
From 6 years old to 22, we are pursuing after education.
读书完再来就业。
After that, we're pursuing our careers.
就业再来成家。
Afterwards, we're pursuing a family life.
再来养家。
And finally, to raise our family.
等到小孩子长大都搬出去。
Then our empty nest will be the next stage.
大概已经到退休的年龄。
And then we'll be in our retirement stage.
再来享受退休的时光。
And then we just enjoy the final moments of retirement life.
已经辛苦了几十年。
And we have labored all these years.
但是这个每一个阶段把它加起来，到底是为着什么目的？
But all these stages.Added together, what is the ultimate purpose behind all these lives?
我们一生到底最后的追求是什么？
So what is the purpose really for us to live?
我们得到的时候很高兴。
When we receive all these things in life, we're very happy.
但是我们失去的时候又很悲伤。
But then when we lose the things of life, we become very sad.
所以人生就是在高兴跟悲伤，高兴在悲伤，这样一直转下去，转到死为止。
And so life is just a flip between happiness and sadness over and over again.
所以我们没有办法得到答案。
And so we do not find a true answer to life.
一直到圣经给我们一个非常清楚的指示。
But until the Bible gives us a very clear direction.
到底人最后的追求是什么？
And what is the ultimate pursuit of our life?
我们看彼得前书。
Let's look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter one。
第三节跟第四节。
Verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope.Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这个地方说主耶稣从死里复活，重生了我们。
Here in verse 3, it says, Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead and gave us a new life.
耶稣是人类历史中的一个人。
Now, Lord Jesus Christ is a historical person.
他不是一个虚构的人。
He is not a figment of our imagination.
他有出生的日子，他有死亡的日子。
He has a date of birth and a date of death.
他有家谱，他有家庭。
He also has a genealogy and he has a family that he grew up in.
耶稣从死里复活。
But Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from death.
这个证明他战胜死亡。
And is proof that he overcame death.
人类历史里面唯一一个从死里复活的人就是主耶稣。
And in the history of mankind, the only person that has ever conquered death to resurrect from death is Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样，他可以做我们的救主。
And because of this, Lord Jesus can be our savior.
也因为这样，他可以做我们人生的希望。
And because of this, he can be our hope in life.
那到底信耶稣的盼望是什么？
And truly, what is the hope of believing in Jesus Christ?
我们知道，我们在世界上一般在拜神两个很重要的原因。
We know that in this world, many people worship gods for two reasons.
第一个就是发财。
The first reason mainly is to become prosperous.
第二个就是保平安。
And secondly is to have peace.
所以在很多东方的国家，特别做生意的人，拜了好多的神。
And so in the Asian countries especially, they will worship many gods.
为什么？因为如果这个神不看过，还有那个；如果那个还有那个。
Because they want to have backup gods to worship and bless them through every part of their business life.
每一个都来看过我，让我发财，不是很好吗？
And so if they have many gods look after them, they can become rich and wealthy. Is it not good?
那这么多，只要一个也够了。
And so if there are so many gods, just one should be enough, right?
那第二个就是保平安。
And secondly, they search for peace.
所以很多人要出门的时候，到庙里面去找一些符咒，喝一些什么东西，觉得这样可以让他平安。
And so some people will go to the temples and worship idols and ask for charms and various incantations to bless their life and to keep their life safe from harm.
今天我们来信耶稣。
But today we come to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经说，我们如果先求神的国跟神的义。
The Bible promises us if we first seek ye His kingdom righteousness.
也就是重新跟这个父亲建立关系。
And that is to say, to reconcile us, reestablish our relationship with Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们生活的需要，神都会看顾。
Then everything that is in our daily needs will be provided by Him.
这个就是我们生活没有忧虑的一个 重要的保障。
And this is an important guarantee or security in our life, so that we have no worries whatsoever.
就是他保证我们生活没有忧虑。
Is that He will take care of us, and we will have no more worries in our life.
主耶稣在世界上。
When Lord Jesus Christ was in this world,
他能够叫瞎眼看见。
He is able to make the blind see.
瘸腿走路。
He is able to make the lame walk.
死人复活。
He is able to raise the dead.
各样的病他都可以医治。
He can heal all sorts of diseases.
所以当一个人看医生到无路可走的时候。
And if a person sees physicians and they are unable to be healed.
我们常常发现当他专一来靠神结果有神迹奇事的显明。
There is no solutions in medicine, then they will come to Jesus Christ, and we find miracles happen when they have faith in Jesus Christ.
这个就是平安。
And this is called peace.
但是更重要的。
But more importantly,
就是主耶稣与我们同在。
When we know that Lord Jesus is abiding with us,
我们对生活没有忧虑，没有害怕。
We will no longer have any more fears or worries in this life.
外在的环境改变，我们不能控制。
Even though we cannot control the environment and things that happen around us.
但是内心有神的同在，平静安稳，这是我们可以得到的。
But what we can receive in our heart is that calmness and confidence and quietness of a soul.
所以信耶稣最重要的目的不是发财跟保平安。
And so the most important reason that we believe in Lord Jesus Christ is not for just peace and security.
那信耶稣最后要做什么？
Then what is the purpose of believing in Jesus?
在这里第三节说让我们有活泼的盼望。
Verse 3 tells us the reason we believe in Jesus is to have a living hope.
英文叫 living. Living 就是说含有生命的盼望。
A living hope means a hope that is filled with life.
所以永远不会失去的盼望。
That we will never ever lose this hope.
我们盼望一部新车。
We may hope for a new car.
我们开始开的时候就在失去它。
But as the moment we started to drive the car, we start to lose it.
我们盼望有新的衣服。
We want to have new clothes.
在穿的时候我们就开始失去它。
But when we start to wear it, it starts to wear out.
我们盼望跟所爱的人结婚。
We hope to marry the one we love.
虽然婚姻非常甜美。
And even though our marriage may be sweet,
but 每过一天，我们就离开失去我们所爱的人更近一天。
But every day is much closer to the day that we will leave this person.
没有一个盼望是永远的。
There is not one hope in this world that will last forever.
只有在这里讲活泼的盼望。
And therefore states here, there's only one which is the living hope from God.
就是主耶稣要给我们。
And that is the hope that Lord Jesus Christ will give us.
到底这个盼望是什么？
And so what is this living hope?
第四节。
Verse 4.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
所以这里告诉我们，我们要得到一个产业，它不是在地上的，它是在天上的。
So here it teaches us that there is an inheritance that is not on this earth, but it is in heaven.
所以死亡是从今生进到永恒的一个转变点。
And so what is death? Death is the change from this life to the next life.
死亡是从物质世界进到灵界的一个转变点。
It is a transformation from the material world to the spiritual world.
死亡是从有限的今生进到无限的未来的一个转变点。
And death is the transformation from a limited life to an unlimited eternal life.
死亡是从魔道父亲进到亲眼看到我的天父的一个转变点。
Death is to experience the Father in this life, to being able to see the Father face to face.
所以这个存留在天上的基业，这个是非常的重要。
And so this inheritance in heaven is extremely important.
那特别在前面他用三句话描写。
And especially it describes with three words here.
不能朽坏。
That it is an inheritance that's incorruptible.
地上的会朽坏。
All the things in this world will be corrupted.
不能玷污。
Secondly, it is undefiled.
我们在地上穿了一件白衣，洗了几次以后，它就没有这么白了。
On this world, if we have a white shirt, just wearing a few times, it will turn color.
你看一个房子擦了你新的油漆很漂亮。
It will not keep its whiteness anymore, just like you paint a brand new house white.
再过一两年就开始褪色了。
But after a few years, it will lose its color.
它会玷污。
And so it will become defiled.
不能衰残。
Then the inheritance certainly it will not fade away.
世界上的东西会衰残。
All the things in this world will one day fade away.
我们的肉体会衰残。
Our body will fade away.
我们的荣耀会衰残。
Our glory will fade away.
我们的精神会衰残。
Our spirit and power will fade away.
但是天上神给我们的荣耀不会衰残。
But the glory that God will give us will never fade away.
所以我们人生最后的追求是什么？
And so what is the ultimate pursuit?
最后的追求就是得到这个活泼的盼望。
Which is to obtain this living hope.
圣经里面说我们是在演一台戏。
The Bible describes our life as if we're acting on a stage.
我们大家都去看过戏。
We have seen plays.
戏大概是两三个钟头。
And a play may last 2-3 hours.
但是时间到，戏就演完了，我们就下台了。
But when the time is concluded, then we all leave the stage.
所以当一个人不认识神。
So when a person does not know God,
他最看重的是我在这一台戏我演什么。
They can only focus on their life on a stage. They think this is the most important part of their life.
我是演国王，我还是演乞丐。
They care very much whether or not their role on a stage is a king or a beggar.
如果我演国王，我很有福气。
They will think that they're very blessed if they can act in the role of a king.
如果我演乞丐，我非常不幸。
But if I am a beggar, then I'm very unlucky.
所以我们没有认识神，我们注重这一台戏我在演什么。
And so if we do not know God, then we will care very much about the roles we play in this life.
但是当我们认识神以后，
But after we come to know God,
我们才知道这只是一台戏啊。
Then we realize that everything that we go through is just like a play.
两三个钟头就结束了。
It will finish in 2-3 hours.
但是最重要是下台以后我怎么样。
It's more important what happens after we come down from the stage.
如果我下台我无家可归，那是很不幸的。
But if we come down from the stage and we become homeless, it's even more terrible.
因为演两三个钟头也很辛苦啊。
Because to be playing for 2-3 hours is also very toilsome.
演完我没地方去啊。
But then after doing all this work, we have no place to go.
所以我们人生在世界上，圣经告诉我们，一般是70岁，强壮可以80岁。
So the Bible describes a life as at most 70 or 80 years old.
但是70-80年到底充满什么？
But what are these 70 years consisting of?
第一个是劳苦。
Firstly, toil and labor.
每一天为着履行我们的责任，精疲力竭。
Every day we are struggling to provide for our livelihood.
第二个是愁烦。
Secondly, we have many stresses and
worries. 我们有数不尽的忧愁。
We have so many innumerable worries.
但是转眼成空。
But then after all this, we have nothing.
等我们一离世的时候，这个都变成空了。
When we pass away, everything becomes empty.
所以我们对人生有一个更清楚的认识。
And so in this life, we should have a clear understanding.
那我们就知道，在主耶稣要给我们这个活泼的盼望是非常可贵的。
To recognize the preciousness of this living hope that Lord Jesus wants to give us.
他就是我们人生的集中追求。
For he should be our ultimate pursuit.
我们先来看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第一节，到第三节，请读。
From verse 1-3, John 14:1-3, let not your heart be troubled.You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
在第二节说，我父的家有许多的住处。
Here promises that the Father's house has many mansions.
这个父是谁？
Who is this Father?
这个父就是神。
Father is God in heaven.
那神的家就是神住的地方。
And God's home is where he dwells.
那神住在哪里？
And where does God dwell?
圣经说神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
The Bible states that God lives in a place of unapproachable light.
那个就是天国。
And that is heaven.
神坐在至高之处。
For God lives in high above the world.
在天国有神的宝座。
In that heavenly place, there is his throne.
那是最高，再上去没有了。
And there is nothing higher than his throne and his heavenly kingdom.
他统管一切。
For he dominates and controls all.
在神的天国里面。
And the heavenly kingdom of God.
神有无穷尽的荣耀。
He has unlimited glory.
有数不尽的天使在侍奉他。
He has innumerable angels serving him.
在第二节说有许多的住处。
And verse 2 describes that there are many mansions.
在天国神为我们预备很多住的地方。
In heaven, he has provided for us many dwelling places.
那天国如果这么好。
And if heaven is so wonderful.
我怎么上去呢？
How can I go there?
啊。我们再读下去。
Let's continue reading.
我去原是为你们预备地方。
I go to prepare a place for you.
主耶稣从天上降临。
When Lord Jesus Christ descended into the world,
他成为人来地上。
He became a human being in flesh to come to earth.
主耶稣来世界有一个使命。
And he had a mission in life when he came to this world.
天使告诉他约瑟说他要把人从罪里面救出来。
And the angel proclaimed his purpose of life to his father Joseph, that he will deliver his people from sin.
耶稣活33年，用一句话可以讲得清楚，就是他要把人从罪里面救出来。
And if we describe his 33 years of life on earth, is that he is here to deliver the humankind from sin.
最后，耶稣被钉十字架。
And when Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他说他没有罪。
Lord Jesus said he has no sin.
他被审判以后，审判官宣判他没有罪。
When he was judged by the earthly judge, it was proclaimed that he had no sin.
那为什么他没有罪，跟两个强盗钉在一起呢？
Yet even though he had no sin, why was he crucified on the cross along with two robbers?
因为他背负我们的罪。
For he carried our sins.
为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified for our iniquities.
主耶稣死了三天再复活。
Then Lord Jesus died for 3 days and was resurrected on the third day.
在地上40天。
He was on this earth, then resurrected for 40 more days.
40天以后，主耶稣就在众门徒眼睛看得之间升天，回到天国去了。
And after the resurrection for 40 days, where he appeared to many people, then he ascended to heaven in the eyes, in front of the presence of many people.
所以主耶稣还没有钉十字架以前，
And so before Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他就告诉门徒，我离开这个世界，回到父亲的时候到了。
And so he stated to his disciples that it is time for me to return to my father.
好，那主耶稣去天国做什么？
Time is at hand. So what was his purpose in going back to heaven?
14:2说，为你们预备地方。
Verse 2 says he goes back to prepare a place for you.
所以主耶稣在天国为我们预备地方。
So we know Lord Jesus went back there to prepare a place for all of us.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
所以主耶稣要从天第二次降临。
And therefore, Lord Jesus promises that he will come again onto this earth.
这个第二次降临是最高兴的一天，也是最可怕的一天。
And the second day of coming will be a great and terrible day, but also the most joyful day.
因为如果我们跟神建立一个合一的关系，
Because if we establish a very beautiful relationship with God,
有父子的关系，
We have a relationship with father and son,
有很清楚的证明，
And we have a very clear
耶稣来的那一天，就是他要带我们回到父那个地方。
Then we know on the day he comes, he is coming to take us home.
但是如果耶稣来的那一天，我们跟主耶稣没有关系。
But if on the day that he comes, we have nothing to do with Jesus Christ.
那就是审判的一天。
Then that shall be a great and terrible day of judgment for us.
是非常可怕的一天。
So it will be a dreadful day.
所以主耶稣说，我要叫接你们到我那里去。
So here, Lord Jesus says, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
所以主耶稣把我们的一生这样一直往前指引。
And so Lord Jesus continues to carry us through this life.
到最后，我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
So that where I am, there you may be also.
到最后就是要回到天上去。
So that in the end, our purpose in life is to return
回到父那里去。
Heaven to the home of our heavenly Father.
所以人生的集中追求是什么？
And so, what is the ultimate goal of the human life?
我们是神所造的。
We are the created beings of God.
我们是从神而来的。
We are created from God.
他是我们的父亲。
We come from Him. He is our Father.
不但我们活着需要神。
Not only do we need Him in our daily life.
需要神的恩典。
We need His grace and blessings.
需要神的智慧。
We need His wisdom.
我们活着需要神。
We need God every moment of our lives.
因为我们将来才能够回到神那个地方去。
One day we can return back to our heavenly Father.
这个就是我们人生的集中追求。
And this is our ultimate true pursuit of life.
我们再看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way?"
第六节。
Verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
这里多马就说，我不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
Thomas questioned, "Lord Jesus, how can we know where you're going if we do not know the way?"
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路。真理生命。
Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
耶稣就是道路。
Lord Jesus is the way.
路就是连接两点的一个捷径。
A way is a line between two dots.
如果我们要到旧金山去。
Connecting two destinations, if we're going to San Francisco.
大概就是五号一直开，你就可以到。
We begin at a freeway 5 and we continue to the end.
找到正确的路，就可以达到我们人生的目标。
If we can find the true way, we shall be able to reach our destination.
那回到父那里去，父就是天上的神所住的地方。
So, today, if we want to go back to our heavenly Father, the place where God dwells.
那一条路是什么？
Then where is that way?
那一条路就是主耶稣本身。
And that way is Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
所以他就说，我就是道路。
And therefore, Lord Jesus teaches us that He is that way.
那怎么来走上这条路呢？
Then how can we walk on this way?
他说，我就是真理。
Lord Jesus said, "I am the truth."
我们照着主耶稣讲的话。
If we live according to the word of Lord Jesus,
我们照着主耶稣的生活方式来生活。
We live according to the lifestyle of Lord Jesus.
那这样，这就是我们走到一个正确的道路。
Then we have found the true way of life.
那当我们走到这一条路
，and when we walk upon this life,
生命就在里面。
Then life shall be upon us.
那个永生就在里面。
And that eternal life shall be prepared for us.
所以，耶稣是人类的希望。
And therefore, Lord Jesus Christ is a hope of mankind.
所以。在第六节说
says,
若不借着我就没有人能到父那里去
No one comes to the Father except through me
除了耶稣以外没有第二条路
Other than Lord Jesus Christ There is no second way
因为他是唯一从天降临又回到天的一个人
For he is the only one who comes from heaven Has come on this earth And will have gone back to heaven
我们活在这个世界上要来寻找他
And no one has ever come from heaven except him. So we are on this earth to search for him.
我们现在看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书的第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书的第三章第一节跟第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it does not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
有时候我们常常在想哦，我要怎么能够来达到那个人生最后的终点？
Many times we wonder how can we finally be able to reach our final conclusion of life.
就是得到那活泼的盼望。
And to be able to obtain a lively hope.
在第一节跟第二节，圣经给我们讲三个重点。
And to obtain this living hope, there are three points according to these two verses.
第一个重点要改变身份。
Firstly, we need to change our status.
所以这里说，神是给我们是何等的慈爱。
So here says, Father has bestowed upon us.
神给我们爱最大是什么？
What manner of love the Father has given us? And what is that manner of love?
这里说称作神的儿女。
That we shall be called the children of God.
所以我们每一个人有两个父亲。
So every one of us here, we have two fathers.
一个是我们肉身的父亲。
One is our earthly father.
如果我们肉身的父亲在世界上非常的尊贵，这也是我们的荣耀。
If our earthly father is very glorious and famous in this world, it is also our glory.
但是这不是每一个人能够控制的。
But this is not something, it is beyond our own control what kind of father we have.
但是有一个可以保证。
But there is one thing that we can be guaranteed and sure of.
就是那荣耀的天上的真神，他要接纳我们做他的儿子。
Is that the glorious father in heaven is willing to receive us as his children.
他要做我们的父亲。
For he shall be our father.
所以第一个我们要改变身份。
So the first way is to change our status.
要变成神的儿女。
That we can become the children of God.
就是要信耶稣接受洗礼让我们的罪得赦免。
And this is to believe in Jesus Christ, to receive the water baptism so that we can have our sins washed away.
我们跟神的关系就能够正常。
Then our relationship with God can become reconciled and normalized.
那神是圣灵给我们证明我们是神的儿女。
Then the Lord himself will bestow upon us his Holy Spirit to guarantee that we are the children of God.
圣灵会从我们内心呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
And the Holy Spirit dwelling within us shall call upon the Father in heaven, Abba Father.
那我们一旦得到这个身份又有圣灵做保证。
And once we receive the status and the proof of the status through the Holy Spirit.
第二个就是主若显现我们要像他。
Secondly, the promise is that when he appears, we shall be like him.
我们要像主耶稣。
We will see him when he is revealed that we shall be like him.
主耶稣从死里面复活，他的肉体变成灵体。
Just as he is, when Lord Jesus Christ resurrected on this earth, his body became a spiritual body.
我们这个肉体会朽坏。
And we know that our body is corruptible.
会衰老。
It will fade away.
会生病。
It will become sick.
会犯罪。
Will sin.
会死亡。
And it will encounter death.
所以好像一部车子一样，这个肉体啊，这个活越久越没有价值。
Like a car that continues to depreciate over time, it will become worthless at the end.
但是主耶稣再来，我们的肉体要改变成为灵体。
But at the time when Lord Jesus comes again, our bodies shall be transformed into a spiritual body.
荣耀的。
It is a glorious body.
不会朽坏的。
It is incorruptible body.
不会犯罪。
It is a body that will not sin again.
不会衰老。
It will never fade away.
不会死亡。
It will never die.
是会发光的。
It shall shine with the light of God.
所以每个人都要改变。
So every one of us shall be transformed.
然后我们要带着这个灵体来见到他的本体。
And with a spiritual body, we shall see him as he is.
我们怎么讲神都讲不清楚。
So many times it's difficult for us to describe God accurately.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
我们的经验是物质界的。
And so our experience is only materially related.
没有办法用物质界的经验来形容神。
We cannot use the material world to understand the spiritual realm.
所以圣经里面只讲说天国是好的无比的，无比的。
Therefore, it's indescribable. So the Bible says the heaven is just beyond compare.
你是想不出来的。
It's something beyond our understanding.
没有见过的。
More than we can ever wish for.
讲不出来的。
It's indescribable.
是太好了。
Because it is so wonderful.
那我们到要回到天国，要跟神在一起，见到他。
When we return back to Him, we shall see Him face to face.
父亲要接纳儿子。
And he shall receive us as his sons and daughters.
那我们就要永远享受福乐。
And we shall enjoy the eternity with our Father in heaven.
我们教会有一本书叫做《亲眼见神》。
We have a testimony book published in our church. It is called "I Have Seen Him Face to Face."
作者曾经见证他的岳母。
Personally, and so this writer says, "I have tells of the testimony of his mother-in-law."
说他的岳母在82岁的时候生病很严重。
When his mother-in-law was sick in bed at the age of 82.
大家为他很迫切祷告。
Everyone at church prayed very hard for her illness.
忽然听到一个声音，给你活到86岁。
And all of a sudden they heard a voice saying that God will give her, grant her until age 86.
他听到这个声音，病就好起来了。
And after she heard his voice, she immediately recovered.
真的。他到多活四年。
And truly, she lived for another 4 years.
到86岁的时候，他就跟主耶稣祷告。
And at the age of 86, she prayed to the Lord Jesus.
说主耶稣，你让我活到86岁，我现在已经86岁了。
And so she said to Jesus, "You allow me to live till 86, and now I'm already 86 years old."
我求你两件事情。
I ask you two things.
第一件事情，求你不要让我生病。
Firstly, please do not let me become sick again.
直接就离世。
And so she did die without going through sickness.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
求你让我活到六月。
I request that you let me live until the month of June.
因为她有一个孙子她很爱的孙子在外地求学。
For there is her beloved grandson that is studying abroad.
她到六月。中旬才会回来。
And he will not return until the month of June.
神真的听他祷告。
And God truly granted her request.
在离世的几个星期天主就告诉他，在几个礼拜要带你回去。
And several weeks before her departure from this world, the angel reminded her, in a few weeks, the Lord will take you away.
那他告诉他孩子，他孩子就说，你身体很健康，这个好像是随便讲的。
And so the grandmother told all her children, but none of them believed her because she was so healthy.
到最后一个礼拜，天使又告诉她，再过几天要带你回去。
In the final week of her life, the angel reminded her again, "You shall be prepared. In a few days, the Lord will take you away."
她又告诉她孩子，她孩子又跟她讲啊，你身体很健康啊，这个不大概你随便讲的。
And again, she told her children, but none of her children. Believe her and said, "Don't worry, you're so healthy, you won't die."
那到他的孙子毕业的那一天
，and on the day that her grandson graduated,
他就一直等等等等到很晚，他孙子才回来。
And she waited a long time, kept waiting until late in the night when her grandson finally came home.
哇，他孙子就很高兴啊。
And her grandson was so joyful.
说我读了好几年，就是拿到这张纸，这是毕业文凭。
That he is so happy after all these years, he finally got this graduation certificate.
哇，那两个在那边聊天，聊得很高兴。
And they were talking late into the night so happily.
哇，那个祖母就说，我有一点头晕了，我进去休息一下。
And in their reunion, and after their conversation, the grandmother said, "I feel a little faint. I'd like to go rest."
啊，后来再过一阵子，他的家人去叫他的时候，他已经断气了。
And after a short while, his family went in to look for her, and she had already taken her last breath.
真的有神。
And there's truly God.
神掌管人的生命。
For God controls our destiny.
这一位神住在天国。
And this God lives in heaven.
他要带我们回去。
He shall take us home.
这就是我们人生的集中追求。
And this shall be our goal in life.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
十八首。
Sing him 18.
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
所以我们看不见。
So we cannot see him.
也因为这样，有时候很难相信有神。
Because of this, it's often very difficult to believe in an invisible God.
啊，但是神是活的神。
But we know God is a living God.
他跟人会互动。
He will be able to interact with man.
所以当我们用很诚恳的心来敬拜他。
We can experience him if we use a very sincere heart.
这个父亲就有一个回应。
To worship him, and if we use his genuine heart, he will respond to us.
那这个回应就是我们的体验。
And when he responds to us in prayer, this is our experience.
所以每一个人都可以体验到神。
So everyone can experience God personally.
因为这个父亲爱每一个人。
For God loves every single one of us.
当我摸到神，体验到他。
Dearly, and so if we can touch him with our own hands,
我们就知道真的有神，而且神就在这里。
We shall know truly that he exists and that there is a true God right here.
而且神非常爱我。
And that he truly loves us dearly.
那特别在我们真耶稣教会里面，对神有很直接、很有力量的体验。
In True Jesus Church today, we have a very direct way to experience God personally.
我们祷告的时候，神的灵会降临在我们身上。
That is to receive His Holy Spirit as we're praying.
啊，这个就是2000年前耶稣升天以后，他对门徒的应许。
It is the same Spirit that Lord Jesus promised as He is ascending to heaven 2,000 years ago.
他说：“我要回到天上去，我要赐圣灵下来。”
When Lord Jesus promised His disciples, "I'm going to heaven, but when I go up, I will send down the Holy Spirit."
所以他们看到耶稣升到天上，他们就进到耶路撒冷开始祷告。
And when they saw Lord Jesus ascend to heaven, they entered to Jerusalem and started praying together.
在五旬节的这一天，圣灵从天上降下来。
And in the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon all of them.
他们感觉到好像一阵大风吹过。
They felt as there was a large gust of wind that blew over them.
又好像火焰这样降下来。
It is like fire that came upon every one of them.
今天圣灵没有改变。
So today the Holy Spirit is still there for us.
神对我们的爱没有改变。
For God's love has never changed.
神的应许没有改变。
God's promise has never changed.
如果我们愿意把我们的心归向神。
If we're willing to turn our hearts back to God.
圣灵要降临在我们身上。
Then the Holy Spirit shall descend upon us today.
圣灵降临好像风在吹我们。
When the Holy Spirit descends upon us, it shall be like the wind blowing upon us.
风看不见。
The wind is invisible,
但是风有力量。
But wind has power.
神的灵就是神的气息吹在我们身上。
And God's spirit is the breath of God blowing upon us.
有力量的。
It is filled with power.
我们舌头会被推动，很自然的讲一种听不懂的话，叫说方言。
Our tongue shall be moved by the Spirit to utter a spiritual unknown language.
这个是对神说的，不是对人说的。
And this is a tongue that we speak to God, not to man.
所以我们听不懂。
So we cannot understand it.
但是在讲说各样的奥秘。
But is uttering mysteries in a spirit.
圣灵代替我们 向神祷告。
For the Holy Spirit shall intercede and pray on our behalf.
每一个人都有不同的需要。
And every one of us have different needs in life.
每一个人灵眼都不一样。
And everyone's Holy Spirit is different.
第二个，圣灵好像火降下来。
And secondly, when we receive the Holy Spirit, it shall be like fire descending upon us.
所以圣灵一降下来，心里火热。
When a fire comes upon us, our heart shall burn.
我们会觉得很舒服，很平安。
We shall feel very warm, comforted, and peaceful.
圣灵又叫做安慰者。
And the Holy Spirit is also called the Comforter.
所以我们世界上有什么委屈，有什么忧愁，有什么烦恼，圣灵一降下来，祷告完，那些都没有了。
And so whatever anguish and agonies we have in this life, whatever griefs we may have, the Holy Spirit should come in and mend those sorrows.
所以我们有很多的慕道朋友就在这里祷告，体验到圣灵。
And so many of our friends have come here and personally experienced the Holy Spirit right here.
那我们怎么来祷告体验到圣灵呢？
So how can you experience the Holy Spirit this very evening with us?
神要我们用心来敬拜他。
First of all, God wants us to worship Him with our heart.
所以我们跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
So the first thing we do is we kneel down to show our respect to God.
那我们第一句话出声念一次，要奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we begin the prayer by saying one time, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
因为耶稣的名大有能力。
For the name of Lord Jesus is great and powerful.
奉耶稣的名，天上的神就要垂听。
In the name of Jesus we pray, and the God in heaven shall listen.
然后我们重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we continue to pray by saying hallelujah, praise the Lord.
就是跟他赞感谢跟赞美，这样就可以。
This is to offer our thanksgiving and praise to God, and that is sufficient.
我们有什么需要都可以告诉神。
We can tell God all our needs.
那我们祷告的时候
，When we pray,
要把我们跟神的障碍拿掉。
We need to first remove the barriers that we have between us and God.
就是我们的生活、我们的心思意念有跟圣经记载不一样的，我们要求神改变，要悔改。
Anything that we've done in our lifestyle or in our thoughts and our deeds that is sinful or it is against the commandment of God, we need to remove them.
然后很专心，很有信心来祷告。
And to repent of them, and then we can concentrate in prayer in God to God.
我们就可以体验到圣灵。
And we shall be able to experience the Holy Spirit.
所以诸位朋友，如果你想要体验神
，And so friends, if you would like to experience God personally,
要追求圣灵
，And to pursue for this Holy Spirit,
要祈求神的恩典
，And to pray for His blessings,
要接受教会的长执传道的按手
，And to receive the laying of hands by our ministers to bless you and help pray for you.
我都欢迎你到前面来祷告。
We truly welcome you to come forward to pray.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
And let's pray together now.
欢迎你跟我们一起祷告。
Please come forward and pray with us.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.